close your outer eyes if you haven't already. Let your body relax. Let your heart be embraced by the love of God. And try to understand. To really wrap your mind around the truth. That God has need of you. That God has specifically chosen to be manifest here on earth at this time through you, as you. That God has a treasure buried in you. That this world is hungry for. A light that can dispel more darkness than you can imagine. And God has also specifically chosen to be manifest through and as another as well. The person sitting next to you. And the one on the other side. And each one of us, each in God's own way. There is a unity in our diversity. And an equality in our gifts. And to give your gift to the world. You don't have to ask God to make you into something you're not, but to have the courage and wisdom to be the something you are. Father, Mother, God, give us that courage. Give us that confidence in ourselves. Help us to know and to be that person you created us to be. That person who isn't like anyone else, but is a blessing to everyone else just by being a part of this life. Help us to appreciate the truth that each one of us is fulfilling a place and purpose that no one else can fulfill. And each one of us is precious in your eyes. Help us to know this, Lord. And do bless America. Bless America for being a place where of all the places on earth right now, we are most free to be that person you created us to be. We ask this in the name of Christ. It is so. And in Christ's name, let us complete our prayer by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.